Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's
Buddy Bay. The Diva Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Buddy Bay.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo,
IDGYAVA. Yeah, then the middle light morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life stuck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down a rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back and knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's place in the band, I'm coming out like.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio Love.
Hey.
I was waiting for the clap before I spoke before, but it didn't catch up, you know. It had to catch up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
We couldn't tell. You just jumped right in it, you know.
So, what's going on, ladies? How's everybody doing on this lovely evening?
Ray Queen, you want to go first?
Let me clear my throat. I'm good.
That's what's up. Before we get started, we'd like to mention that GQ Palace Radio is an adult show. Love Fantasy is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers. However, sometimes there are children in the area when the parents and stuff are listening, so we keep a civil tongue over here. We're not licensed psychologists or anything like that, so we're not here to fix anybody, but we will support you if we can. We deal strictly with opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, so there's no real right or wrong. It's on, you know, your opinion. You know, that's yours. So, but this is a platform where we give people a chance to express themselves on daily topics, things that we hear every day around us. And it just opens it up for people to voice themselves. So
that's right.
We would like for y'all to press the 1 to go on live. You have to press 1. I know you guys are listening. But to press, you have to press 1 in order to get on and speak to us, Divas Live. For our internet users, the number is 646-200-3838. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. And I think we have very interesting topics tonight, so I want you guys to actually participate. We don't want y'all to think we're biased over here, but it is women in the building, so you only can really hear from a woman's point of view. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to give a birthday shout-out to my mama, Peaches. Her birthday is Sunday, June 18th. It's still Gemini season, so happy birthday to my madre. Feliz cumpleaños. Yes. Happy birthday to anybody that's out there. Yes. That's celebrating a birthday. Y'all know a sister birthday coming up next Sunday, the 25th, right?
When you start to celebrate.
Now let me clear my throat. Oh my goodness. Now I'm gonna behave though. I'm gonna be good. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be just chilling. I'm gonna just chill. I might just have me some crabs and chill out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyway, happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Geminis. You said something, right?
Happy birthday, but Diva, how you doing, by the way? How's everything?
Everything is everything, man. It's good. Busy as always. You know, I'm trying to get rid of that word busy and try to, you know, as long as it's productive, I'm getting things done. It's just a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? So trying to find that balance, that medium, you know what I mean? So everything can fit, you know what I mean? So, but I'm alive and I'm well. I thank God I can't complain, you know.
How about you, Ray Queen?
Multitasking. But I'm good.
Of course.
Busy as a beaver, you best believe us.
Listen, that's a woman's thing, you know.
Yes.
We don't just do one thing. We can't.
We can't.
I don't think that's in our nature.
We can't. Well, thank God it's Monday. It's almost Friday. That's exciting.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm happy.
Thank God it's cool about that. It cooled down.
Wanna say, look, happy early Father's Day to all the fathers, you know.
Absolutely.
You know how they going to be, you know, it's Father's Day, Mother's Day, all that good stuff all in one. But I'm going to say happy Father's Day in advance.
Yeah. And they said they don't want no cheap tie in a box.
Why not?
Hey.
It's the thought that counts.
Just show some gratitude, that's all.
Right. Yeah, definitely happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And, you know, look, have a safe weekend and don't be fighting this weekend.
Celebrate peacefully,
Have a good weekend. Enjoy your Father's Day, whether it's the weekend you celebrate or whether it's just that day. Just, you know, happy Father's Day to the fathers, the stepfathers, you know.
Right.
Just everybody. Just happy Father's Day to those who follow that title. How about that?
Absolutely.
To them. But
it's uncles, that's fathers, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy Father's Day, and I hope you get what your heart desires. How about that?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Not a
bad you know what that bomb is for, right, Storm?
Yeah, I know.
I think that was for you personally.
Pump up the volume.
Okay, so. All right, so with that being said, we're going to get into our topics for the evening.
Yes.
And again, I think it's with the modern day relationships and stuff going on that the topics is very befitting, because the topic actually is, it says, do you believe in being submissive in a relationship, male or female? That's either way. Do you believe in being submissive in a relationship?
Mm. Oh, definitely. I do. Explain.
I mean, now, being submissive doesn't mean yes, sir, no, sir type thing. Being submissive is like, okay, if your man or woman asks you to do anything as far as like cooking or sexual activity or just going somewhere that you just really don't, or even changing your circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Even changing your circle of friends. I think that all fits in the category of being submissive. And also, being submissive means that everything you do is you have to make it about your mate first. It's about your mate first. It's keeping them in mind, like, before you even actually make your own plans. You know what I mean? Regardless of how you really feel about it. And it's also separating emotion from reality. You know what I mean? So you have a lot of people that will not do that. That will not do that. But my thing is, I think, my personal opinion, it's when you are in a relationship and it's a committed relationship, monogamous, and it's just you two, you know, not on a dating thing or whatever. You're in an actual stated relationship. It should be that way. I think it just, you know, holds down all confusion. It'll, you know, erase all confusion. And this is where your communication has to heighten. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
It's not like, it's not being enslaved or being alienated. That's not what that means, because your mate will respect you. They'll respect you enough to know what your dislikes is, what your likes are, and all of that stuff. And they'll accommodate that because they love who you are. You understand? And they want to see you happy just like them. And that's really all that's about. So it's not like, oh, I want to control you. I want to control your every move. You can't talk to this person and that person and all that. That's not what being submissive is. It's just having enough respect for your relationship to know there are certain things that you will not do on the strength of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, sister. Break it down, sister. Break it down. All right.
I believe in, like, that old school love where the woman is submissive to the husband. However, in my experience,
I like how you said that. However,
yes, in my experience, I have not been. Yes, I've not been able to practice that, but I believe in it 100%. As long as we are doing awesome, the two of us are equal yoke, as the Bible would say, of equal yoke, on the same page, in love and committed to doing that, I see no problem with doing that. I'm a big fan of being submissive to your mate.
Okay, so my devil's advocate, do you have to
be? Of course. I was waiting for it.
No. You don't have to be.
Like, do you have to be in order to have a Say a successful marriage or a successful relationship, do you have to be submissive?
Nope, not at all.
And still work in your relationship? You know, devil's advocate.
No,
no.
I don't think so. I think you just have to have that line of respect. You know, it's all about having that respect. Like, I respect this. You know what I'm saying? I respect my man. You know what I mean? He respects me. Now, if he's not giving it up, if he's not respecting you, then it is a problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then
being submissive
goes
out the door completely.
No, you don't have to be submissive. Like, you know, that can vary from relationship to relationship. So it depends on what type of relationship y'all have. You know what I mean?
Right.
It depends on what you have. Like, you have people in situationships. You have side dudes.
What is a situationship?
That a situationship. We are in a situation. That means under certain circumstances. Like, we're in a situationship. Like, I see him every now and again, every other week or whatever. We're not with each other all the time. That's just a situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a real relationship, people that are in real committed relationships speak to each other and see each other all the time. And that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. It's not I see you every other week or every other once a month or something. That's just a situation. I don't consider that a committed relationship. You know, that's not to say that they're even dealing with anybody else either. You know what I mean? It's just that you're living separate lives.
Right. So would you say it's safe to say that when you're in a relationship and you talk about being submissive, whether it's, you know, a wife or a husband or whatever, when you talk about being submissive, don't you think that each relationship should have some type of submissiveness in it?
I would say so. I really would say so. Again, here comes this word again, respect. Respect and submissive go hand in hand. You know, it goes hand in hand. It's like, okay, I'm going to respect my relationship enough and to, you know, I'm going to withdraw from what I want to do to appease my mate.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what that does. That's what that's doing. Like, all right, I'm going to withdraw. It's withdrawing of yourself to appease your mate. So it's, like I said, not everybody goes there. Like, I don't care what you want to do. I have plans. You know what I'm saying? I have plans tonight. We not get ready to go there. So
it's about respect. And I believe it's about respect and communication. You know, you want to be able to communicate to the person that you're with, letting them know what the plan is at all times. But you also want to, when they start to like, you know, you want to make sure that it doesn't change how you're feeling personally, you know.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's why I say I think it's, you know, it's respect and communication because I'm communicating with you. I'm submissive with you. I respect you. Yes, I respect me as well. But when we are... if there's an argument or a disagreement, you kind of want to make sure that both people understand that you can be submissive and have a disagreement.
Right. We're not forfeiting our relationship or anything about it just because we don't agree.
Right.
Yep, I get what you're saying 100%.
Okay.
You know?
I definitely agree with the topic. It's just that's the, you know, the one thing I wanted to just like... Just double check. Of course, it's all opinion, and you know it's opinion, and that was you know just my opinion. But I just wanted to. I'm like, all right. Well, do they think that it's respect and communication? Is it to that point where it's like, okay, you can still be submissive and not agree? You know, or it's just being submissive. It's just like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna go with what you're saying, even though I may not agree with what you're saying.
Right.
I'm supposed to be submissive to you, so I gotta agree with what you agree with.
Well, you know what? I was in a conversation. I was having a conversation with someone, and, you know, they said, well, with me, there's no black and white. There's only black or white. There's no gray area. And I wish they would get on here and somebody can explain to me, all right, there's a black and white and no gray area. What is the actual gray area? You understand what I'm saying? I know black and white is yes or no. You know what I mean? Gray area. I felt that it was like, some type of compromise. Maybe we can both,
right,
have it both ways. Sometimes, when a person say that it's black or white, no gray area, I want to know exactly what does that mean. You know what I mean?
That's a question of mine. I would say a compromise. I would say it's coming to an agreement. You know, because honestly, people say nothing's really black and white. I mean, except for your opinion about how you feel about something or the fact that either you got to go to job or you don't got to go to job. You know, you have to go to work, you don't have to go to work. Bottom line is,
right,
the gray area is, well, maybe I don't. I could use a sick day or a vacation day. But that's still a compromise. Because at the end of the day, unless you the married rich and you married a husband or wife, you're going to have to work. So therefore, that gray area is, okay, either I'm married rich or I'm going to have to use a sick day or vacation day, but ultimately the black and white area is you got to get a job.
I would say
it's a compromise. I would say it's definitely a compromise. And when you're making your compromise, though, it's just, to me, it's like you want to make sure it's just a compromise and not you losing yourself because someone else disagrees with what you're saying.
Right.
If you tell me something, I'm going to need you to explain it to me.
Explain it to me.
So this way I can understand. And if I'm not understanding, you can help me understand. If you
don't have the time to help me understand,
then granted, don't say nothing to me then, because I'm going to keep doing what I got to do anyway.
If you can't explain, now you're just being bossy and bully. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I only see a black way right now. It doesn't matter what you think. Like, you know, so I just needed that to be explained. But, folks, you are on Live with the Diva Squad over here at GQ Palace Radio. The lines are open, 646-200-3838. And you have to press 1 to go on live. You can also catch us on Facebook in our forum. It's GQ Palace Live. That's the one we're under?
We're under GQ Palace Radio magazine, Taking the World by Storm. We're under that.
Okay. So you guys can go on and leave a comment on any of our Facebooks. If you shy, if you stage fright or whatever. So we take them that way too. So, but again, we're speaking about now being submissive in a relationship. Now, being that we're speaking about being submissive, a question that I have also is, who should be the head of the household?
It depends. Well, you know what? Because, see, to me, when you get the older person on here, you know, they're going to say the head of the household is the man. You know, they're going to say the man is the head of the household. The man is, the provider, you know. So I would say I know in my household, my husband is, the head of the household. You know, like he's running it. You know, I have a big mouth. I complain a lot. You know, I can get on his nerves. But ultimately, that's his position. He's in charge of that. But it's an understanding. You know, it's a good understanding to the point where the person has to understand, I think, where you're coming from. Because you can't just be the head of the household and be biased. You know, when you say head of household, some people say, okay, define it. What does that mean? You know, what does the head of household mean? Is that just what you're going to file on your taxes? What's the head of the household? So my question, Deep, is for the callers, is what is the head of the household? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
What entitles you to have that title?
Right. That's a good question. Because I would love to hear a male's point of view on that note. Who do you think should be the head of the household? Is it the man because of the domination of the male species? Or is it the one who's the breadwinner, who's making the most money? Or what? Who should be the head of the household? Or should it be an equal title?
What do you guys think?
Yeah, in my opinion, each household is different, though. I know, like I say, I'm from the old school. I like that old school love. And I would love to have my man be the head of the household. However, I have not been able to practice that. But I can dream. And I know in my house, I'm the head of the household. That's just how I've always been. I don't know if I've earned that title or I just took it over or what. That's just always how it's been, regardless of, you know, what man I have living with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the head of my household, and I do good at doing that. However, I've always wanted to be that submissive woman that, you know, sits back and, you know, hi, honey, I have your dinner waiting. I would love to be that, and I might not ever be able to be that, but I can dream. I can dream.
Well, listen. Anything's possible. Don't think that you can't.
You never know
what I'm saying.
That God has designed for you. You never
exactly.
know that hand.
You really don't.
You don't know what that hand could be dealt, designed, and you're just pretty much living in the season right now. And that season
right.
can come to an end, and you never know. Your destination
yep.
might be right there.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I stopped looking. If it comes to me, it comes to me. I really have.
Right.
You know, because I don't want to get to a point where I'm dealing with so many people, so many different men. Like, then I start male bashing and different things like that. I don't want
you
that
are
to be.
Freak.
You know what I'm saying?
You are
like,
freak.
I mean,
you are freak.
I'm gonna end that thought right there, but but yeah, listen. It's not that I've been out with a million different men. It's just I don't want to get to that point to where it's like, oh my God, am I being too picky? Oh my God, he's just like, oh my God, he's just like the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to categorize men all in one, put them all in one basket because they're all not the same. Now, the only time I'll say that they're same if your actions are the same. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you're different, you have to show me different in order for me to believe that. So, you know, show me something that's different. Show me different. You know, you just can't say that you're different. You have to show that you're different.
Exactly.
So, and I can't tell you how to do that. I can't tell a man how to be different. You know what I mean? I can't tell him how to be a man and different things like that. So we were just, having this conversation. Oh, well, my sons, that's different. My sons, I can work with
right.
them, but anybody
that's
else?
That's right.
I can show them how to be human, respectful, and all of that good stuff, and how women should be treated, because I'm not going to allow anybody to just treat me anyway. So they already
right.
know you don't do
right.
that. So I was having a conversation earlier with my mom about, you know, the old-fashioned households as opposed to the modern day. Back in the day, my great-grandmother, She manned the house. You know what I'm saying? She made sure food, the kids, the house, all that was straight. And my grandfather was out there. My pop was out there working, making that money. You know what I'm saying? He'd bring it, and everything came home. But now I don't think a lot of men don't want that responsibility. You know what I mean? So they abandon ship. And that's why there's so many single women now, because the responsibility appears to be too much. You know,
can't stand the heat. Don't get in the kitchen.
Don't take your butt in there. And not only that, it's just now everybody is just freelancing. You understand what I'm saying? You can go on the internet, find sex with any, you can have sex with just random people and stuff like that. All of that stuff it really affects. A lot of relationships nowadays, regardless of how people want to see it, it's a reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's hard. It's harder now than it used to be.
Right. You know what it is? I think that nowadays a lot of women, you know, they settle for just having that campaign, you know, that company keeper that keeps
mm-hmm.
them company late at night or once in a while versus...
Mm-hmm.
That person that you actually want to, like, spend time with, like, during the day, you know, go out to eat, go to a movie, you know, travel with. It's like, I think sometimes, I know with the younger generation, I kind of feel like they lost that a little bit. So, like, right now it's like, oh, single and ready to mingle, you know, ready to do whatever, right? But they lost the whole feeling of, okay, I kind of want one person to be with. I mean, when I was younger, I was okay with dating and stuff, you know. But now I'm old, you know, and you don't want to become old with highway mileage on it, you know. You want to make sure it's still something, you know, that you could be, you know, it's on reserve a little bit. So every once in a while, you know, it's getting some action. It's not getting a lot of action, you know.
Right.
You want to make sure that it's still, and you don't want to become that person that's like, oh, my God, like, you know what? I just want to hook up and that's it. That's all I want to do. I don't want nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I don't want to be none of that. I just want to hook up and that's it. Don't really want to become that person because then it's like, what do you really want out of it? Because you can get a good time from anybody, you know?
Right.
And I think the younger generation nowadays, I think that they're losing themselves in it because it's like, oh, well, I could be single and I could travel and I could do this and I can do that. Yeah, but honey, you get lonely sometimes.
That's right. That's the truth.
You know? But then don't get me wrong, there's a flip side. Because you can have a man at home and be like, oh, my God, he get on my nerves.
And still be lonely.
You know, like,
yeah. And still be lonely. That's the truth.
Right. You know, so it's a flip side to it. And I kind of wish that, like, there was a way that, like, you know, we could be able to communicate about rekindling and keeping, you know, like rekindling what you have, keeping what you have, as long as it didn't cause you too much stress and heartache. You know, because sometimes the stress and heartache that it caused you, it's cheaper to get rid of you because now, you know, you're raising my bills up because I got a headache and I'm stressed and I can't concentrate, you know, so sometimes it's easier to get rid of, but it's harder because now you got to, like, maintain by yourself because I remember when I was single and me being single, I had fun when I was single, you know, but I think at that, I didn't like dating. Like, I didn't like dating multiple people. I wasn't a fan of that, you know, like, because I don't want to share.
Right.
I don't want to hear the thought of, oh, you got to go home to your girlfriend or your wife later on. I'm stingy.
Right. Yeah. Selfish, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? A lot of people will state that, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship with the fear of disappointment and rejection.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you really want to be in a relationship, but if you put that to them, they be like, oh, nah, I don't want it. So people are like, all right, I'm going to just settle for booty calls. Let's call a spade a spade. Settle for booty calls. So it's like, you know, because I don't want to face rejection. But at the end of the day, it's still the same thing. You're still being rejected because now even after you have sex, you're leaving feeling empty. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I had sex and it just still doesn't work, so that's why I don't have no problems keeping it to myself.
but you know what though, I feel like you're leaving feeling empty, but you're also leaving with like, wow, that few minutes or that hour, it's done now, and I still feel the same way I did before I got with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's the only difference.
You know, only difference is okay. Well, I'm 10 pounds. I feel 10 pounds lighter.
I got my sweat on. Chill.
But my stress still feels the same. And when you leave and you go home to whoever it is you're going with, I'm still by myself anyway.
Exactly.
You know? So I don't know. It's kind of like
maybe
like a self love, self help, or identifying who you are as you are, and then going from there. Because I think if I had to rewind time, I mean, it was like at least 3 people I would never even went around.
I know that's right, girl.
I would have never even went around you. I wouldn't have wasted my time or my years or my mileage.
Nope.
I wouldn't have did it. I wouldn't have did it at all. Because if I would have known what I know now, you know.
Right.
Well,
that's always the case with everybody. If I had known in what I know now, everybody has
course,
that. You know what I mean? That's not just you. That's, you know, everybody like, oh, I should have, could have, would have.
And then, too, when you go out and, like, you see different people and it's like you see, you know, an ex or whatever and you're looking like, why? Why did I do that?
Like, what was I thinking?
Why?
What was I thinking? And, you know, like I said, it gets crazy because, like I said, people is afraid of rejection. You're like, I'm not getting ready to. I don't want to tell them how I really feel because if they shoot me down, then I'm gonna feel bad. You know what I'm saying? That's not a nice feeling. I've had that happen. You know. know what I mean? It's not that. That's not a nice feeling at all. And then, like I said, you don't want to lump all men into the same basket. Be like, oh, he just like the rest of them. You're just like the rest of them. Like, because that's not the case. Because not all people are the same, male or female. You know what I mean? So, again, it's just, you know, like I said, I stopped looking at it. I'm good.
I think part of that problem too is that don't look. Because I remember when I met, you know, when I met my husband, and listen, you couldn't tell me I wasn't the finest thing walking in that club that night. I had on some poom poom shorts, some stilettos, and a nice top. Girl, I was, and I had on some bright poom poom shorts. So I was looking nice. Yeah, let me tell you something. The cheeks was covered, but you saw the whole, like, donkey. The little donkey I got? Oh, it was a nice thing. So I was looking really nice.
You was popping.
You couldn't tell me I wasn't the finest thing in the club. I had just been played by my ex, you know. And I'm going to keep it real. I had just been played by my ex, you know, and I was done.
A lot of noise going on.
Sorry. How's that, better?
Better.
Okay, yes. I have been played by my ex, and I said, you know what, I'm so done. I'm so over it. You know, and my friends were like, you know what, come on out. Come on, I don't even feel like going out right now. You know, and I said, you know what, let me just get dressed and go. And when I walked in, when I tell you, I looked right past him and had a smile on my face, and I don't even know what I was smiling at, but it wasn't him. You know, and I walked right past him, and he was smiling, I was smiling, and then later on, after we started talking, I thought she was smiling at me. He was coming towards me. I'm like, no.
No.
It's like in my head, my anthem was like, she's a bad man pajama, walking through the club, you know, like sitting there to myself, you know, looking fly, but at the same time, knowing like, wow, like I had just went through a relationship that I had been done dirty. Like when I told you, it was only like, and the sad part, it was only like 4 or 5 days prior
that
we had literally broke up.
Like, girl.
And I'm just walking in there. You couldn't tell me nothing. And then as I'm talking to him and stuff, that feeling of you just got done dirty, you just got played, you know, by, and then it's like all the negative thoughts come in your head, and then you start bashing the person in your head, or, you know, their flaws and stuff. And as we started talking and dancing, I was like, I felt good. Like, I was like, oh, okay, you know, I know what's fine. So he's looking real good. You know, he had all white. He was looking scrumptious. You know, I can't take it from, look like a big Suge Knight is what he looked like. You know.
Let me find out. That's no records that scooped you out. Damn.
He looked like a big Suge Knight. Like, he was looking really good. And he didn't have people all around him and stuff, you know. But I wasn't looking for nobody that night. I was trying to have myself a good time, get my drink on. When the party in the club was over, I was going to get me some fried catfish, some grits and eggs and cheese at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's what I was looking to do, you know.
Yeah. You had an agenda.
Right. Now, and my girls know, like, listen, when we go out, listen, I go out with y'all, I don't have a problem. I have my drink, I'm good to go. But afterwards, you got to feed me. You need to feed me at this point, because I'm hungry. And I had all the drinking and stuff. So I need to
suck that alcohol up and all that.
Listen. Long story short, you couldn't tell me I wasn't a bad man pajama. You couldn't tell me that wasn't Suge Knight that I was talking to. You know, you couldn't tell me. We was on the same step. Everything was great. And then, I mean, nothing, you know, it has to have been perfect, you know. But it's like, I'm happy with the choice. I'm probably going to use the wrong wording. I'm happy with the person that I chose to be with, you know. I'm happy with that. And I believe that he's happy with his choice, because we both have a past, you know. But nothing.
Pump up the
nothing is perfect, so to speak. But I feel like I'm a work in progress still, because I did come into the relationship with baggage. I came into the relationship with trust issues. I came into the relationship with, like, I just threw away 3 years of my life to somebody that I thought people who get married and traveled around the world and everything. So
right.
I came in with some baggage, you know. So it goes to show you that you can enter in, you can go out, have a good time, not look for something, and something good come to you, you know.
Right.
But you got to put that work in. But it's certain things I did say that I would not allow this go around, you know. And I have to say, I've been sticking to my guns because certain things is a no-go. Certain things I can't go through what I went through before, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to happen,
you know.
Right.
Right, you can't. So it goes, you don't have to look. If it's meant for you, I believe in my heart that it's going to be for you. If it's meant for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know? If it's meant for you, it's going to be there. Like I
That's
told,
the truth.
You know, I told my friend, I said, you know, when she met her husband, she showed him a different lifestyle, you know. She showed him a different way of living because he came from the city and things wasn't always that great, you know. And she showed him something different, you know. And, and to her, that was her soulmate. She had this, her, you know, this was her second time being married. And that was her soulmate. Everything was great. And guess what? It wasn't even a year of them being together and he died.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
So her soulmate has left. So now she's like, okay, what do I have now? What do I have? What do I have right now? I have his clothes. I have his car. What do I have?
Right.
I have him, you know? So it kind of just goes
it ain't
to show
the same.
You that, like, it's not the same.
Yep,
it's
not
the same. It's not the same. And, you know, definitely before we end the show, like, I want you guys to give an opinion or give a thought of, how do you pick up those pieces like that? You know, like how do you do that? You know, like how do you pick up and continue on after losing someone that you weren't even married to for a year? You were together for two, but wasn't even married for a year. And
right,
to you and to that person, that was your soulmate. But now that person is no longer here. How long is too soon to start dating? How long is too long to mourn?
I know that there's a cousin of mine. I went to, she went through a really bad relationship, a few really bad and abusive relationships. It seems like each guy that she dated was abusive to her, and she was so unhappy and so down. And she had two kids. Her daughter had to go live with the father, because that side of the family, you know, were financially able to take care of the daughter. She wasn't. And her son, she was struggling with her son, and on the on public assistance, and would have to walk everywhere, and it was just, she was just having a tough time for years. And there was, she started going to, I don't know, some help center or something, and there was a family there. A wife and a husband, and they were, you know, they were reaching out. They would help families like her. And this married couple seemed so happy, she said. It was so beautiful the way they interacted with each other. And the wife had a baby, and then the wife passed away.
Oh.
And my cousin helped him in the grieving, you know, and help take care of that baby. Offered to babysit and stuff. He paid for her to babysit and let her drive, you know, the wife's car. And she helped him get through mourning his wife.
Wow.
He helped her get on her feet. They had no intentions of falling in love. And such a beautiful ending. They got married the 1st of January, makes a year that they were married. I see their posts on Facebook, and such a beautiful, beautiful ending. And he would not have been able to get through that morning without her. She would not have been able to get through her trying time without
him. Listen,
let
me tell you something. God has his way.
Hold on. Hold that thought real fast. We got to just bring our caller on. He's for time. He's only going to be on for a quick second. Cole, are you there?
I am here. I'm here. Rachel, I want to say congratulations on your achievement there.
Thank you.
That, let me tell you, that's a milestone. That's The first 3 days is the hardest. But once you get over that, you are home free. You're doing awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, Dave, you're not a minute, man.
Listen, man, say nothing to me. Miss Mobeck, don't say nothing to me right now. I'm so mad at you right now. Hey, Star,
why?
What's going on, baby? How you doing, baby?
I'm good. All right.
Why are you mad, Dave?
Tell us why you're mad. You kicked me to the curb, and I'm not really trying to hear. I'm going to discuss that with you later. So right now, I'm pissed off beyond festivity right now. You know what I'm saying?
My gosh. Don't be lying to these folks.
So the public knows really quick what Dave is talking about. I have been meat free. Eating meat was a major thing for me. I quit eating meat. Today's 13th. 13th or the 14th. Today makes day 13 that I have not been eating meat. No pasta, no bread, no meat. So
you go, girl.
Oh my God.
So what you eat? Tofu? Sheesh.
Yes, tofu. I'm eating tofu.
No,
I'm eating a lot of
hummus. No.
Listen, hummus. I'm eating hummus.
No.
A lot of hummus.
Hummus is delicious. I love hummus.
Guacamole,
oh,
which is made from avocados.
No.
Listen,
no.
I do eat. I'm a pescatarian. I do eat fish, certain kinds of fish and shrimp. And it's not been an easy battle. It's not easy. However, it's so awesome. I love it. My taste buds have totally changed. So much energy. I have not lost on the scale yet, but inches I've lost already, and I have so much energy. So thanks a lot for recognizing that, Dave. And for all those who's on my side.
That's
my team,
so nice.
Thank you. Ray
Jerry. You know what? You know what? She's also being celibate, so she's definitely not eating no meat.
That's true.
Don't you start nothing, Dave. Oh my God.
I ain't worried about that.
Oh my gosh. You on here being messy tonight. Being messy.
Oh, you're so funny. Okay, so Dave, before I know you have to go, but question for you. Diva, give him the question real fast.
How do you feel about being submissive in a relationship?
Oh, beat me, baby. Beat me. Tie me up. Do whatever. Do all that good stuff. Yeah.
We're not talking about the dominatrix submission either.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who do you think should be the head of the household?
Come on. That's not even a question. The man is, listen, the thing is, though, he has to be a real man, not just one of those pushover.
Not a male.
Yeah, he has to be a real man that's taking care of the house, taking care of the wife or the girl, whatever the case may be, taking care of the kids, the bills, things like that. He has to usurp that authority. You see, he has to own that. He can't just go in there and, oh, honey, well, no, that's not going to work. He has to own that authority. But at the same time, he has to respect the authority of his girl or the significant other as well. Because it's the two that make that group. See?
Right, drop that bomb.
Oh, yeah, it's the two that make that union. So he's not the head of the household and just bossing her around. That's not what I'm talking about. He's the head of the household, and figuratively, because he's making sure that everything is taken care of. If somebody breaks into that house or somebody comes to that house that's not supposed to be there, the wife, the girlfriend, whatever, the first thing she's going to say, honey, right? So he's supposed to step up, and he's supposed to do what he's supposed to do. You see what I'm saying? So with that comes responsibility. And you can't just do it 80, 70, 60. You got to do it 100%. You know, you guys say, 100. 100. You know?
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Keep it 100. No, we agree with you. We agree with you. I know I agree with you, definitely, you know.
Yes.
Again, I think that started with nature, with the male being the dominant species, you know. It's just a natural thing, you know, that men are stronger than women. Now, however, if you play chess, the queen protects the king on that board.
So you don't want a rook? You don't want a knight?
If we can have, They, it's all of them are on there. All the Rook too.
Especially the pawns.
The pawns, you send them out first. They the one who catch all the casualties.
So that's, you see, you know what? Those are like the black folks in the army. Those are the pawns. They send them out first.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. They send out first. Yep.
Preach. Go ahead.
So, but, no, I, again, like we said, it's a respect thing. You understand what I'm saying? It's respect and communication.
Kind of like that.
So,
and you see, the thing is, young men need to see that figure in order to know how to be. You see, because when you have a household that the male and the female that are not struggling for authority and struggling for a position, you see, it causes the children to be confused. You see.
Mm.
Right.
So once you have an inner and an understanding of how the hierarchy is supposed to work, again, it's not to say that you're supposed to bow to him. No, that's not what it is. But what it is saying that, honey, okay, you're going to do certain things, but as a female, I'm better at doing other things as well. You see? Hmm. And that's basically what it is. We have our strength and our weaknesses. You have your strength and your weaknesses as well.
Right.
See? But together, there's no weakness. It's all strength.
That's right. They meet in the middle.
They meet in the middle.
That's true. We might fold clothes better than y'all. Y'all might cut the grass better than we do. You know. I know growing up, my dad made sure the rent was paid. He paid the big bills like the rent and the car insurance. You know. And my mom took care of like the cable, the light bill, and groceries. You know what I mean? So, again, it'll all meet in the middle, you know. So
and again, you cannot, as the head of household, I'm going to piss somebody off, but you cannot be coming home with lace shorts and high socks to your kneecap and high heel shoes on. That's not going to work.
Looking like a hooker? Is that what you're saying?
As a male.
Oh. Hell to the no.
As a male, you cannot be coming home with lace shorts, socks up to your kneecap, and high heels on. It's not going to work.
No. That's a woman's thing. And women can't even come home like that either. Women don't come home like that either. Like, you know, but I understand what you're saying because, and I know you're speaking, so you're not out to offend anybody, you know.
Right,
but,
of course.
You know, if you want to be respected as a man, you have to act like one. If you want
to
be respected as a woman, you have to act like one.
Exactly.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, that's why you have a lion and a lioness, you see? That's why you have a lion and a lioness, you see? So the lion has its position, the lioness has a position, the cubs have their position, everybody has a position. Everybody has to play their position, you see? That's
you
why they're staying. Yeah, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
That's right. And once everything is identified, because identification is how the devil sneaks in, because identification is forfeited. Once everything is identified, and this is why a lot of people wear like wedding bands and different things like that, because now somebody else can identify that that's somebody else's spouse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So now me walking outside without a wedding band on, there's actually a possibility that, she may be single. She doesn't have a ring on.
Yeah, but you might have a ring on your ankle.
Yeah, true. I'm just saying. I've never known for that to be a wedding ceremonial trinket. I'm just saying. But I'm, you know, as an example, because listen, Dave, we ain't getting ready to go left with it.
No, I'm just saying. Hey, listen, you are back on my good list because you're speaking some truths tonight. You're speaking some facts, and I'm feeling you right now.
Oh, that's good.
So how you doing, this man? How you feeling?
No.
Listen, not to go off topic. I just witnessed a tragic accident just now, incident. So you guys be careful up there when you're driving and stuff like that. Be careful. You know, this guy was in front of me. He looked suspicious. He drove off. Then all of a sudden he started fishtailing. He ran into a house, hit the house, came off, hit something else, came off, ran into another house, went down the street and hit a kid on a bike, sent him in the air.
Oh, have mercy.
Wow. Yeah, so y'all be careful up there. I'll be careful, but I don't want to get off topic, but just be careful. But as head of household, I'm the head of household. That's why,
okay.
That's why the eight kids, they're going to school, they're graduating, they're doing their thing. She know her place, I know my place. I don't want to be in her place, and I don't want her to be in my place. And that's
right.
How it goes.
Right.
That's
right. Appreciate that. We definitely appreciate your street knowledge coming at us. We already
that's
know
right.
you bring stuff to the table. We appreciate you, Dave. We do, even though
right.
you only pop in for two to five minutes. So.
Well, listen, that being said, I think I just lost about $200-$300 just for that minute on the phone. So,
you'll get it back.
We'll
talk about it. So we are actually worth $200-$300. Are you saying that? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, and a lot more. You are worth.
Okay.
You are worth a lot. Well, you know what?
Okay.
You cannot put a price on you.
That's right. You redeemed yourself just now. You redeemed
none of you. None of you. You can't put a price on you. They can't. They can't. They can't spend enough money to get you.
I know that's right.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave.
Well,
okay,
we appreciate
good.
That.
Thank you, Dave.
But I'd be remiss not to mention, you know, there was a shooting down in Virginia also this morning. And God be with those families as well. It was at a football, at a baseball camp. Yes, down in Alexandria, Virginia. Or was that they were at one of the congressmen were down at baseball camp.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy went up to him and asked him, was he Democratic or Republican? And he said Republican, and the man shot him.
Hold on a minute.
And two officers were also shot, two Capitol Hill officers.
So, wait a minute. The guy who got shot, how is he doing?
I haven't seen any updates, because I've been out in the street, so I haven't really CNN or anything
operation.
To see any updates.
Because my thing is... Who did he tell that to, that the guy came and asked? I'm just trying to, you know, put things in reality here. A guy comes
up
to you.
Well, it was a few people there, so I guess whoever they interviewed a senator or somebody else that was there.
And okay, so they overheard him asking the guy?
They must have heard him ask him, so. I don't know what kind of firearm he used or anything for them not to see him with it, but.
And then he ended up the guy that committed the crime ended up succumbing to his injuries. He passed away.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't watched any news or anything on it. I was just getting bits and pieces. I have a friend that's actually she's a cop down. She's a cop for the she works for the Capitol Hill police officers or whatever.
Hmm.
And but you know, she posted that she was fine and all kinds of stuff, but. It's probably a real mess down there right now.
Well, listen,
and I haven't watched any news on it.
Well,
if you can, while you're in New York, and you have the ability to, go ahead and do like me, get your carriers, have your stuff with you at all times. Make sure you're protected, because let me tell you something: these people are acting up. They're acting up and they're
acting
out.
Their mind.
You see what I'm saying? And they're banking on the fact that you are too afraid to have some protection. That's what they're banking on.
Because there were two people shot in Brooklyn as well, right across the street from the Barclays Center today as well.
Yeah, I saw that come
this afternoon. Yeah, this afternoon. Two people were shot right across the street from Barclays Center.
Wow.
So it's crazy because now you don't want to live your life in fear. You don't want to live in fear I'm not going out because people are crazy and stuff like that. But, like you said, now you just have to be on alert. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Protect yourself if you can.
All right, well, listen to me. Storm, you're going to understand what I'm saying. If God be for you, finish that for me, baby.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Who could be against you? I know that's right.
That's right. So check it out.
Amen.
If you truly believe with all your heart, soul, mind, spirit, that you are protected by the Almighty, when you walk outside, you don't fear nothing.
Nope, that's the truth.
We want creative care and all that. No, that's not us.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
So if you feel any kind of fear, that's something else. When you come out the house, are we supposed to walk bold, speak bold, and not those and have a cereal bowl too? Okay.
You know what, Dave? You are in rare form tonight. I'll tell you.
Let me get off this phone though. But man, once again, I really appreciate you guys. Rich, get at me, and just again, be safe. You're doing a fantastic job. And I truly, truly love you guys from my heart, from within. So, y'all take care. Pleasure all the time.
Yes, Dave. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, too.
Yes, yes. Time is definitely of the essence. We have come to the portion of our show where we go around the table, go around the phone lines or what have you, and we reflect on tonight's topics and give our final thoughts. And so we will be doing that.
Yeah. It's on you. So what you gonna do? Hey.
It was a great show. I'm thankful, of course. I always enjoyed myself. Always looking forward to hanging out with you guys on Wednesday night. It's the best place to be. You know, we see you. As long as you know that we see you and we happy that you hear us, next time press that one button. You can be who you want to be here on the air. You don't have to say your real name. You can be who you want to be. So once again, press that one button. If you feel it in your heart, press it. If you don't, enjoy the show. But we would love it if you could press it. I'm just saying.
Call in and kick it with us.
Once again, have a blessed and safe week, everybody. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Father with a V.
And Uncle George.
So a happy Father's Day with a V. Oh, gosh. Oh, again.
I'm passing the mic.
It's me, Miss Mo Better Live. Anyway, again, we had a great show, ladies. It's a great topic. A lot of times people don't want to touch things like that. They're too afraid to communicate it. Hopefully you guys heard something tonight that you can use in your relationship if you are struggling. Sit down and communicate. Don't be afraid. Don't just ignore a situation and act like it's going to go away, because sometimes that makes things worse.
It's not going away.
There's nothing wrong with being submissive in a relationship if it's reciprocated, if you have that respect and you guys have that line of communication and everybody know exactly what it is. So I don't see anything wrong with it. And I'm old school. I believe in a man being ahead of household, you know, and a woman being right by his side, not in front, back, or whatever, right there by his side, you know. So, we know we're living in this modern day, you know, relationships and different things like that. I'm old school, so sue me. But again, I appreciate everybody for calling and listening. Happy birthday to my mom, Peaches. Once again, happy birthday, my dear. And happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. My brother Rod, my nephew Jalen. I can't go down the whole list because I'd be here all night naming people, but those are the main two thus far. Happy Father's Day to you guys and all the fathers out there, uncles and whoever, if you're saying a father figure. Happy Father's Day to y'all.
Happy Father's Day, Rich Money.
And hopefully y'all get caught in a tie. Happy Father's Day, Rich Money. Happy Father's Day, Rich. You're good dad to your children. Yes. So, that's from the Diva Squad over here at GQ Palace Radio. So, I'm passing the mic to Ray Queen, and it's on you. So, what you gonna do? Hey.
Meow.
However, in my opinion, you know that's going to be a T-shirt for you, right? You know that's a T-shirt for you, right?
In my opinion, y'all already know that I'm gonna give it up to God first because I love him. He's the head of my life, head of my household. God is the head of my household. I couldn't do it without him.
Happy Father's Day to God, too.
Yes. Shout out to my father in heaven. My daddy, George Hargrove Jr., happy Father's Day. And awesome show tonight. Thank you, Divas. You two are awesome and beautiful. GQ Palace, our CEO and our executive, we love y'all.
Yes,
my
we
sister
do.
Divas, all of our
hey,
fans
yes, we
and
do.
Supporters, and even the haters, those who don't even like us. God bless you.
Love y'all
God
anyway.
Bless you
have
too. That's right.
We'll be at the same time next week at the same place, same number, all that good stuff. So catch us then. Until then, toodles. And there is a show Friday. And Storm, you can give that information.
Oh, yeah. There's a show Friday. There's a show Friday. Rich, tune in to the GQ
Uh-oh.
Love and Entertainment. There is a show on Friday. If I'm not mistaken, there is a show on Friday. If there is not a show on Friday, have a blessed and safe week, everybody. And we look forward to chilling with y'all next week.
Absolutely.
Okay,
it's a party next week.
Yes,
y'all know it's going to be a party next week.
Yes, I stand corrected. There is an up-and-coming artist that will be joining us on Friday. Yes, you are absolutely right. Phoenix Frost will be in the building Friday night.
Okay.
Tune in, 7 o'clock, GQ Palace Radio. And it's a party at Andy's next week. Come join us. Some crabs at Andy's house next week.
That's right. Stay tuned.
You scream, I'm lazy. You must be crazy. And then you ask, what have I done lately?
Hey, daddy, know what you like. Oh, daddy, know what you like.
That's it right there. Test move, straight face, shoot them up.
Hard day on the job, bank account heavy. Police had a remote and my flip flops ready. Three course dinner, followed by sports center. After the games go off, I'm all in her. She feel it in her stomach, she feeling like a woman. I'm bringing home the bacon and I'm doing the plumbing. I'm multitasking, I'm chrome or plastic.
What?
Either way, daddy is back home, you bastards.
I just wanna get your attention.
I see paper myself.
I really wanna be all up in your head.
Straight face, you remember kissing, dead smooth.
What I got, you gon' wanna get some. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared.
Baby.
And I won't look.
I said it,
won't be no man. You just put that bottom up in the air. I'll get you hot. I know you want so well. And when I walk in, all that I wanna hear is you say, daddy's home, home for me. And I know you've been waiting for this loving all day. You know your daddy's home. You ain't got to give my love in the way. So I'ma leave you say, hey, 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 daddy. So I'ma leave you say, hey, 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 daddy. Hey, I ain't gotta do a lot of flexing. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sexing. Nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. You just put that bottom up in the air. That I'll get you hot.
The house, stacks on deck, it's nothing, I'm handing them out,
none.
If I ain't stopping the banks, then I'm handing them out.
I got
the gloves and the friends, jealous thugs envy, rub it in on them and make love on the Benji.
Stacks.
Neighbors know my name cause I make that bed move, straight face, you remember kissing Ted Smooth. Now all my ladies say,
hey daddy, oh daddy know what you like, hey, 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 h
Yeah. Damn thing, let the neighbors in. Yeah. Get on out, fuck it out right there. I'ma fall back when you work that chair. Damn thing, let the neighbors in.